We heard in this week's feature that Norwich smells like a Beatles recording studio. Evening news readers have had many comments on this. Everything is awesome, wrote.
People became brazen when the police disappeared off the streets and became overstretched. Being in possession of a Class B drug can land you in prison for a maximum of 5 years. Yet they know that they're not going to be touched. So just smoke it like it was an everyday cigarette. Walk through Chapelfield Gardens and you can smell it. Walk towards Chapelfield Shopping Centre and people are smoking it openly by the bike sheds. Sadly, referring back to my first paragraph, until we get more bobbies on the streets, then nothing will be done.
Williams added,
while the smell of it can be strong in some cases, I'd much rather that than stumbling aggressive drunks. Alcohol makes people way worse than weed.
Claire Dennis said,
Norwich used to smell of chocolate. It certainly did, and breweries. And there were five near the centre at one time. And leather and glue from the glue factory, from the shoe factories around Colgate. And roasting coffee from a basement in Bedford Street. Now it's takeaway food instead of chocolate and skunk instead of brewing. And roasting coffee everywhere.
EL84 blames the police.
I do have to say, regardless of the rights, wrongs and science of cannabis use, it is now almost impossible to walk anywhere within the city for more than a few minutes without smelling cannabis, which obviously emanated from passing car, and that is disturbing. But that has more to do with the competence and priorities of our current police and crime commissioner than anything else.
Tigger 2 as well blames the council.
Isn't the real question that everyone wants answered is what is the council doing about the decline of Norwich such that decent people avoid the city centre and environs?
Vivian Bolton warns you need not breathe in too deeply.
Don't breathe in deeply, or do as the case may be. Along St Benedict's, sometimes it's that bad people stop and look around, wondering who's got the joint.
And Marty says attitudes are changing.
I am merely mentioning the fact that regardless of legislation, the smell of the stuff is everywhere, and no one is blinking an eyelid. That may be because attitudes to marijuana are changing as they have in other countries and states in the USA.